you're a well-known film and TV actor, and a lot of people also know you for your political activism, but you call yourself a civil servant. Can you talk about that?
Well, you know, I've always been a registered independent politically. I voted for both Democrats and Republicans, kind of depending on the election and what office it was for and all that. My grandparents were always a big influence on me. They, you know, marched with Gandhi when they were younger, and those were the stories that I heard at the, you know, at the dinner table when I was growing up. And public service was always a family value in our house. Politics wasn't.
Can you talk a little bit about your work as associate director at the Office of Public Engagement? What is the Office of Public Engagement?
So the Office of Public Engagement used to be called the Office of Public Liaison. I think it's been around since the Nixon years. And basically in years past, depending on the administration, it was a place for, you know, for lobbyists or other folks that had something that they wanted to communicate with the White House about, they would have a place to go. What the president wanted to do was restructure that a bit. And so he retooled the Office of Public Liaison, made it the Office of Public Engagement, and also expanded it a bit so that literally every American, you know, if they wanted to participate in a conversation, there would be a place for them to go and do that. Whether they agreed with what he was doing or not was irrelevant. And so I worked on youth issues there.
It sounds like you would have worked with a lot of people who were very involved, and it sounds like a lot of activism going on around you. But did you and do you encounter voter apathy? And is there an antidote to that?
That's a great question. It's funny. The voter apathy question tends to only come up in interviews, which I thought was really interesting. What's been refreshing is that I have not encountered any of that. There are so many folks who are voting for the first time, so they have more questions about the process. And what's really interesting is they're asking about registering to vote in the context of knowing that their cousin just came home from Iraq, or that the Pell Grant got doubled, or that they can stay on their parents' health insurance plan until they're 26. And they don't want to lose any of that.
So you're saying that there is a lot of activism and thought going on with this next generation because they're making the connection between their vote and some tangible issue that affects their lives.
Exactly. There's so much kind of negative back and forth out there that what the president's been trying to do is invite folks to be part of a conversation with your friends and neighbors. If you're holding a watch party, if you're a Republican, reach out to your Democrat neighbors, vice versa. If you're a Democrat, reach out to your Republican neighbors. Have a nice conversation about what the stakes are in this election, and make sure that your friends are registered to vote.
Cal, I know we're running out of time, but very quickly, a listener asked this question via Twitter. How did you feel about the way Kuttner's abrupt suicide was handled by the writers of House MD? That's the popular series you were on for about 5 years. And what was it like working with Hugh Laurie?
Hugh Laurie is awesome. I had been a fan of his before. And how did I feel about getting written off of House? Well, look, I knew that was happening, that was how that was going to be written off the show. I didn't know exactly how they were going to write me off the show. So when they called me into the writer's room and said, so here's the deal, Kuttner's going to off himself, I kind of thought, well, have I been playing this guy depressed the last couple of years? They said, no, what we really want to do is, you know, unfortunately in real life when things like this happen, there oftentimes aren't warning signs, and we want the audience to feel the same type of emotion and heartache as an audience member that they would feel in real life. It was definitely an emotional day.
Yeah. Cal Penn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Rachel. I appreciate it.